It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less hatred, embrace.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. I just want to say good morning to all my faithful friends that listens to this program. Every once in a while I get some feedback. Somebody calls me, see somebody in the grocery store or something that says they listen, and I appreciate it. You don't have to. All you got to do is turn the dial, turn off the button. And with this program, what we are hoping to do is just encourage you, strengthen you. The Bible talks about Christians being salt and light. Salt does three things specifically. Number one, it heals. Number two, makes things taste good, makes things better. And then a third thing, it preserves. It keeps from spoilage, meats and things. And so the salt of the Word of God will do that for a culture. Will do that for a society. Will do it for an individual. It'll heal. It'll preserve. And it'll just make life better. And then the Bible says that the Christians are the light of the world. Really, the light of the world is Jesus, and he lives in us. And when you think about light, it does so many things. It's powerful, for one thing. It'd be concentrated into a laser beam, and you do amazing things with lasers. And that's just nothing but light. And at the same time, light makes it possible to see what you're doing, see where you're going, keep you from stumbling, making mistakes. So it represents wisdom and ability to make good decisions. And the Word of God, when it is applied into a person's life, whenever you take it in, and over again, Jesus said, now if you will obey my commandments, God said that through Moses, obey my commandments. If you'll do these things, it'll be life to you. It'll preserve you. It will increase the number of days you have on the earth. You know, there's this concept that is even in amongst the church that, well, God has our appointed day of departure already picked out. And it doesn't make any difference what we do, say, eat, drink, whatever. If that's my day, my number comes up, I'm out of here. But there's really nothing in the Bible that indicates that to be true. In fact, over and over again, we're told that if we will obey God's commandments, if we'll do what he said to do, if we'll make wise decisions, we can lengthen the number of our days. And God has promised us a long life in multiple places. The Word of God itself says that let everything be established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Well, in order to come up with a doctrine, or at least a belief, of what is right out of the Bible, you need it to be said in at least two places, and preferably three or more. And that is no problem whatsoever, to go into the Word of God and see that God wants us to live long, prosperous, healthy lives. That's his promise to us. But it comes because we take him into our heart, and the Holy Spirit becomes our guide. Jesus said it was expedient for him to go away, because if he didn't, then the Holy Spirit couldn't come. Now, the Holy Spirit of God has always been here, but not in the manifestation that he is today. And that Holy Spirit, the Greek word for it is paraclete, and it means one sent alongside of, to grab a hold of with. You know, every day we face situations, decisions, problems come up, and some of them seem overwhelming. In fact, in some people's lives, they're so overwhelming that they decide to commit suicide. But Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He came on the day of Pentecost, and he's never been withdrawn. And he is here, the Paraclete is here to come alongside with us to grab a hold of life situations and be able to move them out of the way. Jesus himself said, if you'll have faith in him and in his word, whatever mountain there is before you, and you say, well, do you believe a literal mountain? I suppose if a person's faith was great enough, I guess. But at least there are mountains of adversity that we face. And Jesus said, if you speak to them in my name, they will obey you. But see, so many things about the word of God to Christians, it's just not meaningful. Even though they go to church, even though maybe they'll read the Bible, they really don't believe it. And so because they don't believe, Jesus said, if you will believe, and then if you will act. See, faith without corresponding action is inoperative. And so if you will do these things, then God's blessings will come upon you. Now, I want to encourage you to read the word for yourself. Stop depending on others to pray for you. You do this for yourself. In the end, the only two entities that you can be sure to count on is the Lord, because he is faithful. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you ever. And I don't change, he says. My word doesn't change. It's forever established. And so there is something absolute, totally reliable that you can count on. And that's the word of God, and that is God himself. Therefore, you can have faith, and you can believe, and you can act. But if you don't believe, and if you don't act, and if you don't renew your mind to where you begin to think like the Bible thinks, speak like the Bible speaks, do what the Bible commands you to do, then the blessings that God has planned for you won't be in your life. And then here's what happens. When people go to church, they hear messages preached, they don't let the Word of God renew their mind and conform them into the image of the new man. And they continue to have the heartaches and the problems that they've had in the past with no victory. They begin to create a doctrine that God doesn't always answer. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he doesn't answer at all. And they begin to justify their life by something other than the word itself. The word of God is the absolute bedrock truth that will never change. If there is a problem with receiving his promises, it's not on God's end. It's always on our end. And that requires sometimes fasting, prayer, seeking God. Where's the open door? Show me where the enemy's coming in and stealing and killing and destroying. And the Holy Spirit will show you. He'll speak to your heart, or he'll show you in the word, or you'll hear a sermon. And then whenever that clicks, oh, that's where it is. Repent of it. Shut the door and then begin to resist the devil, and he will flee from you, because it is God's will that you be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You'll have enemies, but they'll come out against you one way and run before you seven. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the word of Jesus. Use it as a Christian. Be salt. Be light. Be an example of his goodness to the world. Well, Dan Malone is going to sing a song that I just personally really, really like. In fact, I asked him to record it years ago, and it's entitled The Voyage.
I am a sailor, you're my first mate. We signed on together, we coupled our fate. We hauled up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasure, together we set sail. With God's map to guide us, we steer our own course. We rolled out the storms when the winds were gale force. We sat out the doldrums in patience and in hope, working together we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean, love is a boat, in troubled water it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you.
Dan Malloon, The Voyage. I think it's just such a beautiful song, and then on top of it, it does such a good job of bringing up before us how wonderful marriage can be. See, God made the woman to complete Adam. Corinthians says the woman wasn't made first, the man was. And it also teaches that the man is the head of his wife. In fact, if you go to Ephesians 5, it says, "Wives, be subject, be submissive, and adapt yourselves to your own husbands as a service to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, himself the Savior of his body." And if you want people's hackles to come up on the back of their neck in this politically correct, charged culture that we live in today, just read that one. But how many of our marriages work? How many times, what is it, like maybe 50% of first-time marriages work, stay together, and then second marriages, the statistics are even lower? Why is that? It's because they're not put together right. They're not built on the right foundation. You know, Jesus talked about that. It says the wise man builds on a foundation of rock, God's word, and the foolish man builds on a foundation of sand. Well, so much of what is taught in our culture today is sand. It's foolishness because it starts off with the concept that there's no God. And Psalm 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there's no God." So if there's no God, the Bible's not true. There's no right. There's no wrong. Just do it however you feel. We're driven by the lust of the flesh. People commit adultery, fornication. They lay down horrible, horrible foundations in their lives that the devil uses to exploit the marriage and destroy it. Then once the marriage is destroyed, the family's in chaos. And it's like Humpty Dumpty. You do your best to try and put it back together, but it doesn't always work. Do it God's way. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center, Fairton, New Jersey. Always remember, Jesus is freedom.